Back here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots Camp Cast, Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. Another situational day for the team, although this time inside Gillette Stadium. The practice took place this morning. Just the media was allowed inside. Andy, what did we see today?
A lot of situational work. You know, the scoreboard was lit up, so you have play clock, you have timeouts remaining, down and distance. They were able to do some different things, end of half type plays, Hail Marys, Hail Mary defense, run the field goal team on to try to kick a field goal as, you know, as you get into position for that in a game situation. So a lot of the different situations we've seen them, you know, these were some of more of the normal ones that you'll see in a game, not the freakish stuff, the post safety free kicks. This was more stuff you have a chance to see even starting Friday in Tampa. In terms of the guys that were on the field, Dante Stallworth out there, which was interesting, although he didn't do a whole heck of a lot. It wasn't much more than a walkthrough for him. I think the guy we really need to talk about, and I mentioned it running the field goal unit on, is Steven Gostkowski. And not sure what you saw, but didn't look like he had a real strong day, and now this is 2 days in a row.
No, he struggled a little bit, I agree. And a couple of those situations that you talked about, they would complete a pass over the middle for about 10 yards down into field goal range. The clock would be running, late game situation. The field goal team runs on the field, maybe about a 30, 35-yard field goal, and he was really struggling. I think he missed three in a row at one point, one of them very badly, missed even the net behind it, went into the stands. So I'm not, you know, sure it's a warning sign yet in terms of, no, you know, his struggles, but I do think the last couple of days he's fighting it a little bit, and he's showing a little bit of that frustration on the field. But that's one thing that stuck out to me in terms of the situational work. You don't want to see when you're doing those things. I think the goal is to come away with the good feeling of having the kick made. That feels more like that you were able to handle that particular situation correctly. And the Patriots didn't leave the field, I don't think. And Tom Brady talked about it. I don't think they left the field with that.
But it's a
good
step.
Frame of mind.
It's absolutely a step. You know, get in the stadium, and Bill Belichick talked about in his press conference that brings the practice up a notch just naturally. Guys are a little more jacked up. It allows them to do things where they can look at the scoreboard rather than have to listen to Belichick yell, you know, a minute left, one timeout remaining. They see it. It's right there in front of them like it would be on game day. So, you know, there's obviously advantages to that. Another interesting aspect I thought of practice, Wesley Britt in the right tackle situation continues to be, as I say, fluid situation. All three of those guys look like they're in the running, at least at this point in camp as we enter the second week of training camp. I think we have a few of those battles on the offensive line. We've talked a little bit about Billy Yates and his rotating in on the inside. So, you know, while it's certainly not going to be a glamorous thing to keep an eye on, I think the way that the bottom end of the offensive line fills itself out, because you obviously have the four starters from left to right, you know, Light, Mankins, Cope, and Neal, then that right tackle spot and the two to three backups, I think that's going to be an interesting battle to watch as we get into the games.
Another interesting aspect today, Randy Moss was not in uniform on the field with the rest of his teammates. He joins Kyle Brady and Rashad, Rashad Baker, right?
Yep.
Those are the three injured players. So Moss still a little bit way away. Belichick, you know, as is his custom, how would you describe Randy's status, Andy?
Day-to-day.
Day-to-day.
Aren't
so
we all?
We really don't have much more to report on Moss's situation. So you get Stallworth back, and maybe Brady gets a little bit of an opportunity to work with him. He hasn't really done that so far, a week and a half or so. But you lose Moss at the same time, so it's maybe one step forward, you know, one step back. So that's a little bit of a frustrating situation.
And another thing I'll point out in camp, and I don't want to pile on the guy because he's new to the system, but I think Sammy Morris has struggled a little bit through the first week and a half or so of camp. We saw him today drop a screen pass. We saw him have some troubles on the kick return game. He had struggled trying to catch an onside kick. His hands have not looked that great. And for a guy who sort of was billed as a third down, Kevin Falk type player, you're in trouble if you don't have great hands. Combine that with the fact that we've really seen him struggle in pass protection drills. And I just wonder, you know, if this is just him new to the system and it's early struggles here. Because if this continues, I just don't see how he's going to be all that productive in the role we thought he was going to fill.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And that's in particularly in light of the fact that he talked about, and he actually talked to you because you talked to him in the offseason, about his desire to maybe assume some of those roles that Kevin Falk does. We haven't really seen that. We haven't seen the ability that he catches the ball really smoothly out of the backfield. He fights it a little bit. He's dropped several passes. And then today, even mishandled a screen and then followed that up with the squib kick that you were talking about. So that's been a little bit disappointing. Again, you're right. It's really early. You know, the guy new to the system. He's probably, you know, getting acclimated to a bunch of different things, and maybe he's his performance on the field is carried over as a result. But, you know, beyond that, you know, just again, all these situations that they've been going over the last 2 or 3 days has made practice kind of choppy and, mm-hmm. and hard to get into any rhythm. Even when you have a couple of successful plays, you're going from, you know, 3rd and 8 from the 12 to, doesn't matter if it's complete or not, the next play might be, you know, 1st and goal from the 6.
Right. That's just all scripted.
Yeah, it's all scripted. It doesn't matter how well you're going. So it's kind of hard to get a rhythm. I think Tom talked about that a little bit when he talked to the media, that it's good to get all these situations in, but he'd like to see them handle maybe some of those situations a little bit better. I bet it's frustrating for an offense trying to get that rhythm together in a situation like that.
I'm sure it is, and it'll come more naturally, especially in a game situation where the, you know, 3 or 4 situations in a row will be naturally just sort of unfold as the game does, rather than trying to practice them all so it gets so herky-jerky. One guy I did want to point out, too, before we get out of here is Rishay Caldwell had a nice catch down the left sideline, a bomb from Brady. They worked a little bit on the deep ball at different times today. You know, he's a guy that people have kind of been saying hasn't really stood out positively or negatively. I think it was a nice catch. Beat Ellis Hobbs, beat Eugene Wilson, so it was against the first group of defenders. So it's interesting to see him show up a little bit as we get closer to the game.
It was. He's one of those deceiving guys. You don't think of him as a deep threat, but generally when he's gone deep, and we saw it last year, yep, a couple of times, he generally finds a way to get open. So maybe he is one of those guys content to fly under the radar, and he'll continue to make contributions in the passing game as he did last year. I think he was somewhat unsung last year, and people just kind of harp on that AFC Championship game where he had a couple of drops. So just wrapping up things here, tonight the Patriots will practice again inside Gillette Stadium at 6:30, but this event is not open to the general public, only for season ticket holders. It's a ticketed event, so if you do not have a ticket for it, obviously, you're not a season ticket holder, and you will not be allowed in. Tomorrow, Patriots back to work, and we will be back to work also, with one session, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. That session is open to the public, and that will be the first practice open to the public since Sunday, so I'm sure that the fans will be coming out in droves, Andy.
And since you can't be at practice tonight, unless you're a season ticket holder, check out patriots.com, PFW blog. You'll have all your up-to-date information. Eric Scalavino will bring you the latest information available, including his expert eye on Steven Gostkowski's struggles and the overall kicking game.
And as you put it, always got to take care, tune in for the blog when Eric is doing it, for no other reason. The unintentional comedy scale is very high on Eric Scalavino's blogging. So we're going to put a wrap on this Patriots Camp Cast, and we will be back tomorrow.